I am not one of those people. When my children were little, I took somewhat excessive pride in navigating New York City as one grown-up managing all three. My baby in a sling, 3-year-old in the stroller, 4-year-old riding the jerry-rigged running board just behind. Underneath the stroller was a diaper bag so thoroughly stocked with everything we might need that it felt magical to me, even though I was the one who had packed it. On weekday mornings, we would all take the city bus to my son's preschool drop-off. As the bus pulled up at our stop, I would feel the presumptive annoyance of those behind us in line, sure that our getting on ahead of them would take all day, at least until they saw me in action. Boarding the boys one at a time, pulling our Metro card from a dedicated side pocket, folding the stroller in a highly practiced one-handed snap. I wanted to win the bus stop line so completely that the people behind me would show up at work and announce, "My God, you wouldn't believe how capable a woman I just saw on the M104. Maybe that happened at some point. I'll never know. I wasn't handing out business cards or anything. The one thing I never thought to pack in that diaper bag. At the same time, though, I yearned for something else. I wanted someone to approach my young family, as we scored a cumulative 9.8 in bus boarding, and say, "Look at you, all those kids. Let me hold the stroller for a second. Let me grab that bag. Let me help you." If I couldn't get a medal on 91st and Broadway, I was at least hoping for a little assistance. But no one ever told me they noticed all that I was managing and that I was really good at it. And why would anyone have offered me help when I was endeavoring so hard to show everyone that I didn't need any? And so, I see you. You look like you have your act together. Hell, you do. But you've got way too much on your plate. You're waiting for someone, anyone, to notice and say, "Hey, let me carry some of that." Instead, they say, "Why don't you try carrying less?" Or, "Hey, I think you dropped something." And they're so right. They're so exactly right. You cannot handle it all. You have to let some of it go. But then you look at all the things you're carrying and you wonder what exactly it is you're supposed to put down when the answer feels like nothing. I'm here to tell you that you're right too. You do a lot. Somebody has to. A lot of it is for other people. And when no one else is helping, you help more and brighter and faster. It's not that no one ever expresses their gratitude for all that you do. Their greeting card sentiments are lovely. They just don't know what they'd do without you. But that is, of course, meant as a compliment, not to be taken literally, not as an expression of actual concern that you would ever stop showing up. You are the one who can be counted on. You are happy to help. And that is why everyone but you is content with the way things are, you doing your share and half of theirs as well. The real question might be why some of us are like this, having taken on way more to do than we can handle, and how it all became ours to do in the first place. On that front, I might be the last person you should look to for advice. I have suffered from the curse of capability all my life, way before I became a mother and a writer and a performer and the pancake breakfast co-chair. The truth is, I have over-delivered ever since I was an 8-year-old taking the brownie pledge. On my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law. Help people at all times? That's a rather global undertaking for a second grader. But for me, a scout in knee socks saluting the flag, it was a clarion call. And ever since then, when given an assignment, no matter how thankless or voluntary, I have always done my best to see it through. And then some. After all, you get extra points when you put others first. You might be uncomfortable, but you also get to be good. It's not like people like us start out intending to carry everything. The overwhelm happens a little at a time. One minute you're canvassing your neighborhood, selling Girl Scout cookies. The next minute you're the valedictorian or drum majorette, or both. Then, in a blink, you're the default parent, ringmaster of obligations for your spouse and kids. And all the other organizations we exist within, whether they're law firms or preschool auction